What's up? Welcome to Lifer Update on Fridays. We are heading home from dinner. Mr. Johnson and myself. Say hello, Brett.
Hello.
Why do you say it like that? You never talk like that.
Hello.
What is that voice even?
Bob sometimes does that. He changes voices all the time.
You never say hello. So weird. Hey, anyways, seatbelt is on. Heading home from dinner. This is our Lifer Update. Thanks for being here. Put your seatbelt on. We are going for a ride. All right, so the update. First of all, I wanted to let you know that we are hiring. So if you think you have what it takes, actually, I'm hoping you follow me on social media because I posted some of the qualifications that we're looking for. And yeah, instead of going into all those qualifications right now, I'll just say, follow me on social media. I will post them on Friday while you're listening to this on Friday. If you fit the bill, you'll be able to follow instructions and be able to submit your resume. Let me tell you this. If you don't have the minimum qualifications and experience that we're looking for, please, 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 please don't bother submitting your your plea bargain with us. We really do need to make sure you have this kind of experience. All right. So at the moment, updates. Our son, Brock, and his fiance, Taylor, are here staying with us, which is the coolest thing ever. We have the best kids.
We really do. You know, they came down. You and Brock were able to get some work done, but they're...
We had two live trainings.
Two live trainings, but they're really able to let us kind of just get a little... break away and be a little bit free, a breather. Like, you know, we went out tonight, had a nice night, and we don't have to worry about anything. Like, we didn't have to check the nanny cam to see if he went to bed all right.
You know? I dragged Brett to the nail salon. I got my cute long nails.
You don't have to drag me. I'll go any day of the week with Macy there. She gives the best massages in the world.
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit embarrassing.
What do you mean? Why did you say embarrassing?
Well, because you take your shirt off to get a massage. That's a little weird. I mean,
she asked me to.
Okay.
I wore a tank top and she goes, it's better if you take your shirt off. I'm like,
okay.
We always go late. So yes. We're like the last ones in there. So I'm like, I'm not like stripped down. Like we're giving our, like I'm wearing shorts.
Uh-huh.
And you know.
Yeah. I'd say I'm just happy that he goes with me. Macy is like family. I freaking love her. Do you guys have a nail salon that you go to? Like for me, it's all about the freaking massage. If someone just like softly rubs my legs, no. Dig your thumb into the muscle that runs down the tibia on the outside of my leg. Press hard on my plantar fasciitis. Like if I'm like relaxed, if I'm not like wincing a little bit, then it's not even a massage.
Macy is all of 4'10 and she can't weigh more than 100 pounds. Uh-huh. And she is the strongest hands ever.
Yeah, and you know, the only thing I don't love about Macy is she always says, I'm like your daughter. I'm like, no, Macy, we're the same age.
Yeah.
So simmer down
on
that.
You get a lot of that. Bob's calling you my mom all the time.
Yeah, that's not that funny. It's hard to forgive him.
He's always like, hey, your mom's down there. She needs some help.
And I'm like, ugh. Also, I did this whole series this week on friendship, which was, I mean, my podcast in general, The Chalene Show. I mean, obviously I have Build Your Tribe, which is the business podcast, which I love doing with Brock. I love that Brock and I have this connection with regard to business and social media and teaching and the way we geek out on stuff. And I love that we both geek out on business and marketing. I freaking love that. Like I said to him the other day, I'm like, you know, not that I was ever jealous, but I loved that you and Brock had football. And I always loved that Brock and I could connect on a different level, like with regard to business and marketing. And obviously you guys connect up with business and marketing too and investing, but it's just really cool to do that with Brock.
Yeah, it's fun. He's very easy to work with, just like I was with when I was coaching him.
What does that mean?
He's very coachable. He listens to what you're going to say.
Uh-huh.
He has an opinion, just like we taught both of our kids. Like, you can always express your feelings and your opinions. We're not going to, like, you know, we want to listen to what you have to say. And he has a lot of great ideas. And he goes all in when he goes after something. He never does. Brock and Sierra never do anything half-assed ever.
No, neither of them do. That's true. In fact, it's interesting because we were with Sierra too. Like, Sierra started her own company, started her own design firm. It's called Ode Studio. And she formed an LLC after she graduated from FITM. She did 2 years at FITM. And then she was just like, I don't need to go back for another 2 years. I just want to do my own thing. And so she started her own company. And we brought her on as a consultant. And our goal was to do that for like 1 month and just see how it goes. Because it's not like we're going to give her business if it doesn't help our business, right? But would you agree that she is the best design firm that we've worked with?
Yeah. And we've been trying to find a good design firm for like 15 years. And, you know, they come and they go and they, you know, and you
charge too much.
Consultant and they take too long. That's the other thing. Sierra's so quick on turnaround.
That's what I was going to say is like, number one, and I'm not just saying this because it's my kid, but.
And no, you don't have to because she's got like 15 other clients she's working with. Too.
That's true. But I'm like, Sierra, you don't even understand how, what a joy you are to work with, because I can text her and say like, hey, I've got this webinar in like 1 hour, fix my slides for me. She's like, I got you. Like, she always responds so quickly and she understands my vibe, even though it's completely different than her aesthetic and her, like, you know, whatever. Like, she understands that my clients are very different than her demographic. And she's just, I'm like, in terms of, forget the design part of it. I'm like, just the way she responds to things, like, I got you. Don't worry about it. I got it. I got it. I'm like, girl, you are amazing. And it's not just because you're my daughter. Were you going to say something?
No, it's just, you know, she's working with so many other firms too that are different from ours. So it's just cool to see her at a young age own her own company, get business. And she's always been one that it's kind of funny because she's talented, but she wants to work in her own space. Like, yeah, she has a particular client that she wants to work with. And I guarantee you, people have reached out to her and she's just like, nah.
Yeah. So please do not think that this is like an ad for Sierra, because it's not, because she probably won't work with you. Like, and don't take it personal. But she's like, Mom, your followers, like your community, like, do they not understand that, like, I don't want to connect with them? I'm like, Sierra, do you understand that I do have people in my community who are your age. So don't rule everybody out who's in my community, number one. And number two, my community has daughters and sons your age. So watch it. Anyways, whereas Brock is like, I'm all about that Chalene Johnson community. You know, Brock is like, he panders to, like, you know, the Chalene Johnson community.
He knows the demographic that's on Instagram and who needs Instagram for marketing and business and growth. And he markets to them. He's smart about that. They're both smart about that.
This is true. Thank you for those of you who heard in my last podcast that Sierra has a pending proposal. Yes, it hasn't happened yet. But if you say anything to Sierra, I will track you down. I will find you and I will cut you. And you will rue the day.
What's a pending proposal mean?
Meaning that our future son-in-law came to us and said, I would like to propose to Sierra. And we don't know when it's going to happen. And Sierra knows that it's a possibility, but we just don't want anyone to talk to her about it. But that's in the works. And Bob updates.
Bob, I can't remember the last time we did an update, but let's just go the last week. Bob, he's made all pro. This week,
really?
He was all pro this week. Okay. I mean, how can you have a better week than this past week?
I agree.
So we're doing some different things. So he was having some difficulties sleeping. So his doctor that we go see every 2 weeks changed his nighttime dosage on his medication, because we told him he was like going to bed at 9 and waking up at 1. And I was telling him, hey, Dad, you know you're waking up at 1 o'clock in the morning. You literally could go out and have a drink at the bar before it closes. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, because he doesn't know how to tell time or anything. So
can you hold on for a second? Hold that thought. Cross your fingers. Yeah. Don't forget what you're about to say.
Yeah.
Because I just want to add this. And I have to interrupt my husband and do that because I have ADHD and I'm so afraid I will forget what I'm about to say if I don't, like, just tell him. And he won't forget because his memory is insane. That's why he has an elephant tattooed on his arm. I wanted to say this. I love that you guys are always sharing with me research, and I don't want this to sound rude, but any research you're going to send to me, trust me, I've already read it.
Oh, that's a fact.
I have the Google alerts for anything Alzheimer's related. I see every update on research. I see every book. I watch every YouTube video. I'm obsessed. And I know I shouldn't be annoyed by it, but like, I'm really, I don't know why. I guess I just get really annoyed when people are like, have you read this book? I'm like, yeah, the book came out 4 years ago. Have you seen the updated information? Like, I don't know why. It bugs me, and it shouldn't. I'm just being honest with you right now. It shouldn't, because that comes from a really kind place, but it does. I'm just like, do you not know me? Do you not know the amount of time this girl spends obsessed with research, information, experts? For those of you who don't know, the books that you need to read are called Creating Moments of Joy. You need to take a look at the research on MCT and coconut oil, and you need to read the book Reversing Alzheimer's. I forget if that's the exact title.
And if you have the
Brett Dinson is the author's name. And we live in Southern California, so I have the luxury of being able to work with Dr. Amen. And I just appreciate the suggestions. I don't know why it bugs me. Were you going to say something?
No, just if you have the resources too, and you have early onset, or you have it in your family, or you've tested for the gene and you have one of the
markers,
APOE, you definitely need to get on hyperbaric oxygen, because it will help. And you also need to look at some possible, just whatever. There's so many different things that you can do. But anyway, so getting back to my dad, he's had an amazing year. We changed his medication. Now, the medication that the doctors give us are...
Currently, he's on Seroquel.
That's his nighttime medicine.
And I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that
correctly. Seroquel or something like that. So that's his nighttime medicine. We up the dosage. And see, what happens is it's an accumulative effect. And the doctor explained that to us. So what happens is that when we, the first couple nights we gave it to him, it was like, okay, we just doubled his dosage, but like nothing, it's still the same. But a week later, he's now, like last night, dude slept 9 hours.
9 hours. To be very clear, what we give him and have been giving him is melatonin, serotonin, CBD, 10 milligrams of THC. And then in addition to that, we started tests, and that just was not working. Like, you know, I'd love to tell you that it did, because those are all natural remedies. They may have helped. It's hard to say, but he was still getting up at like 12:30, 1:30 in the morning. Mm. And that impacts our sleep. And then that impacts our cognition and our ability to cope with what we're dealing with emotionally.
You just can't go to sleep and be comfortable.
Yeah.
And like know that it's going to happen.
Wait, so then we got him on Seroquel, or however
we
say
it. We just doubled the dosage.
Yes. The doctor recommended that.
Correct. And so after about 3 days, he still wasn't great. So Shalene and I had this discussion. I said, okay, here's what we do. We were thinking about everything we could do. So I said, why don't we put a chair in front of his door? And Shalene says, and I will write a big post-it note, like a big card that says sleep, and put it in front of his door. And
because he can't, we don't know that he can read, but it feels like there are times where he will read like one word. Like he can read, but it's weird. Like he just doesn't. And so like a single word in giant letters, he might read.
Can I finish my story?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. So we put the big giant chair in front of his room. And I walked him up there and I said, Dad, I'm going to put this chair here in front of your door. When you wake up tomorrow morning, if you come out and that chair is sitting right there, that means get your butt back into bed. It's too early, because I will remove the chair. I will be up before you. So if you see that chair, just get it, look at it, and just go right back to bed, because it's too early. He's like, okay. So we're like, we'll see if this happens. It worked. The first night it worked. Mm-hmm. The second night we did it, it didn't work.
Correct.
Then Shalene changed the chair.
But I think it didn't work because the chair was too far away from his door. And so we opened up the door and, you know, obviously he doesn't have a memory. He can't remember what we told him the day before. So seeing that chair there and kind of a distance away from his door, he just kind of like scooted himself around it.
Yep. So we changed the chair to one that was a little bit more
like right up
substantial and put it up against the thing. It's worked every night. Now, last night...
It's only been two nights, so we can't get carried away.
No, it's worked like four nights in a row now.
Okay.
And...
It's only worked two nights, but anyways.
But last night, we didn't need the chair because we didn't need the chair. He slept the whole night.
Oh, yeah. So here's the thing that's weird about...
memory sometimes.
No, I don't know because I didn't watch all the video footage.
I know, but remember I walked in the bedroom tonight?
I know, you told me that, okay. But I didn't watch the video footage myself.
Okay. All right.
We have video footage in his room that turns on when there's movement. And because of that, what's really interesting about a couple of things. So number one is he wakes up and he doesn't look for the chair. He wakes up and he spends about an hour making his bed and smoothing out the wrinkles. Does he spend an hour making his bed?
Yeah, I'd say 45 minutes making his bed and then 15 minutes putting on 17 layers of clothes. The dude wears four t-shirts, a jacket, three pairs of underwear, two sweatpants, two pairs of socks, and tennis shoes.
Oh, yeah. I never have to worry about, like, seeing anything I don't need to see because, like, no matter what he takes off, there's more layers underneath.
He's padded.
Okay, can I say this about Alzheimer's? Mm-hmm. You know, like, listen, I'm just venting to you guys right now. Thank you for allowing me to do this on Fridays. People offer their suggestions, which are wonderful, and they're offering suggestions that worked with getting their three-year-old to sleep. I'm like, it's not the freaking same. They're like, have you tried the, you know, whatever, the go-to clock or the, have you tried this? Have you tried that? Have you tried reading them bed night beds?
Have you tried Teletubbies?
Or bedtime stories? I'm like, you don't understand. It's so different. But I do love the suggestions and feedback from those of you who are CNAs or who have personal experience caring for an Alzheimer's patient. Please don't be offended by what I'm about to say. I don't need your suggestions if you know someone or you had a family member who cared for somebody with Alzheimer's and you kind of remembered some of the things that they said. It's not the freaking same. And because of, you know, social media, like I get so many messages that are like, oh my God, this is so annoying. They have to get through so many of these messages that I'm like, oh, you've never done this. Every single Alzheimer's patient is different. Every single one of them. And it's like the CNAs and the nurses and the elderly care patients, the memory care professionals, nurses. You guys have been giving me the best suggestions. I love them. I appreciate them because you usually say, try this, 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 and this. And I just appreciate that. And I'm just venting right now because I shouldn't be annoyed that anyone cares enough to offer suggestion. And I'm a horrible person that it bugs me, but it does. I'm like, so you're giving me the same suggestion that worked with your two-year-old. It's not the same. Anyways, okay, I'm done venting. Thank you for allowing me to do so.
Two additional things that I think have helped this week is that, one, Shalene read the new research on MCT oil, coconut oil, and we upped... Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I want to say dosage, but we upped his...
It's a dosage.
Yeah.
And you do have to do that slowly because MCT oil can have a negative impact on the digestive system. So you have to do that slowly. You can't just go like, okay, let's give him 7 teaspoons of MCT oil. But we are doing about, at the moment, we're like about 10 total teaspoons of MCT oil per day, mixing it in a variety of his foods.
Which has been great. Because, see, Brock and Taylor haven't seen him in about a month. Mm-hmm. And they both have said, wow, there's such a major difference. His cognitive is so much different. He's actually like piecing things together, which, well, I'm not going to get into all like the details, but he's piecing things together that makes you go,
wow,
and then the other thing is the doctor said, because I told him, we go for like a walk with the dogs and stuff like that. He goes, can you get him one more walk? Like, can he go out and walk one more time?
His skin exposed to the sun for vitamin D.
And we're like, sure. So I tell him like 3 days ago, I'm like, hey, Dad, Dr. Rulin told you you need to walk more. I've already worked out. Shalene's already worked out. When are you going to get your workout in? My dad works this way. If you give him that kind of thing, like, hey, we've already done it. Why aren't you doing it? Mm-hmm. Then he thinks like, yeah, you're right. So he goes out and walks for like 30 minutes the first day, unsolicited. Once I told him that, I walked out the room, and then he gets up like 20 minutes later and Shalene's like, where are you going? And he's like, I'm going to go get my walk. The doctor said I'm supposed to do it. You guys said I'm supposed to go do it. I'm going to go do my walk. So this is three consecutive days that he's walked on his own, which is great. I mean, so we're getting better exercise, more MCT oil. We've regulated some dosage on his meds, according to the doctor. And I just think that he's in a really good phase right now.
Yeah,
and it could change mañana. You could be listening to this and it could have already changed.
True. But. And I mean, maybe this is not the appropriate time to say this, but you kind of like, when he has a bad day, you kind of like catastrophize it.
Yeah, I might. I'm in a different situation than you.
Okay, that's fair. But if he has like a bad day, you're like, he slipped to a whole new level. He's, oh, Shalene, he's declined so much. I'm like, oh, can we just take the overall trajectories?
Okay, well, which will be fair. In the last couple weeks, I've spent more time with him in the car than usual.
And that's another thing we should talk to people about.
We changed that to where he's just not going to go driving with me too much because it gives
We did have a moment. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we did have a moment the other night, you and I, where we both agreed like, okay, we have to change some things because I'm not spending enough time with you. Mm-hmm. I wasn't feeling connected to you because Brett and I like to do things together. I like to spend time with him. He likes to spend time with me. The man is obsessed with me. What? You're not obsessed with me?
I am, but that's funny that you're...
But so like every little errand Brett was going to run, he normally would say like, hey, you want to run over to the grocery store with me? And I'd be like, sure. And he has been asking Bob to do that, which is great. But then he comes back and he's like, I can't stand having him in my car. He is driving me crazy. Then I'm like, well, then why do you have him go with you? Like, just have me go with you. Bob can be by himself for 20 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever. And we need that connection. So we both agreed that we've got to get back in the habit of bringing somebody to watch Bob, or we just watch him on our cameras and we can leave and do 20, 30 minutes alone together. When we go to the gym, especially because we work out in the morning together.
And he knows that.
And he's fine in the morning. He just obsesses over the dogs and we watch him on the camera and he's fine. We had to recognize like, okay, so there's some things that
We were slipping into a pattern and we needed to change. And just, it's just one of those things where this is new. You know, both of us have never done it before, have zero experience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just takes time and, you know, and if you don't communicate, which we have a good communication now, that, you know, we figure out like what's bothering us and how to fix it. And then we just fix it. And we did in the last 3 days, we've done two workouts together. We've gone and got, you know, to the nail salon together. We went to dinner twice.
Yeah.
You know, so things have already changed.
I'm noticing I'm getting like a little bit mama bear when it comes to Bob. Like I've only received so far, literally only one negative comment about the way that we share Bob's Alzheimer's, which we're very, very intentional and very careful and very respectful about. I've only received one negative comment. And then tonight we were at dinner and someone came up to us and I'm sure they meant nothing by it, but they're like, does anyone ever give you a hard time about being, what was the word, exploitive?
Like, you know, exploiting the situation. And I was first, I was like, no, exploit, like we're making money off of this. Like what are you talking about? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like my following isn't following me for Alzheimer's. I'm doing this because I think it's really, really important. It's on my heart. But when that gentleman said that, like my mama bear came out. And I never swear in front of like strangers or on social media or even on the podcast, like drop the F-bomb. And I dropped the F-bomb right there in front of a person who I met for the very first time. And I said, if someone were to say that we are being exploitive of the fact that Bob has Alzheimer's, you know what I would tell them? I would tell them to F off. But I didn't say F. I said the word.
Yep.
Because I was like, I'm so passionate about it that I'm like, really? And just the fact that someone would ask that question means it's on their mind. And I'm like, that's your perspective. And let me just tell you my perspective on you. And I sure do hope that he read through the fact that I said, if someone said that, I hope that he read through between the lines and understands that I was saying that, like, if that's what you're saying, buddy, you can F off. Like, the fact that 6 million Americans right now have Alzheimer's, the fact that if you just exercise 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week, you reduce your chances of putting other family members through this by 30%. And that's not like the lead story in the news every single night. That's why we do this, because Alzheimer's, yes, is something that's not going to go away, at least to my knowledge, not maybe in the next 10 years, but we can dramatically reduce the chances of it. Number one. Number two, we can change the way we view dementia and Alzheimer's. And number three, we can change the way we care for our family members.
Yeah. I was going to say something there, but I won't get.
Go ahead. You can.
No, because it's the same thing with like what we're going through with society right now. You know, instead of all of last year, everybody just panicking about COVID and this, instead of
focusing on health
and telling people to get zinc and vitamin D and get your vitamins and exercise.
Absolutely
that
not.
That wasn't the lead story on CNN and Fox and all the news channels.
No.
It was all about shut down, get the economy down, blah, blah, blah. Oh, let's make vaccines. Well, who makes money off vaccines? The frickin' drug companies.
Well, that's why, because as they say, if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, that was our Lifer update. I know it's longer than normal, but I guess we had a lot to say. Thank you guys so much for being on this journey with us. For the very first time ever, I was at a store and a woman came up to me. She's like, oh, excuse me. Are you? And sometimes I don't know what to say when someone says that. Like, is it weird to say, am I Chalene Johnson? Am I the Pioli? Like, I don't know what people are going to say. And she's like, are you the lady with the father-in-law who has Alzheimer's? I'm like, oh my gosh. She's like, are you Bob's daughter-in-law? I'm like, oh my gosh, Bob is like famous. And I said, I am. And she's like, oh my gosh, you're like, you don't even understand we just had to put my husband in memory care and she was really young. I'm like, you're kidding. And she's like, he got dementia at age 53. And she immediately got tears in her eyes. And I was just like, and she's like, you don't even know how much like staying on top of that stuff, like how much that means. And I appreciate those of you who listen on Fridays, and we love you guys. We do. I love you. I mean it. And we'll talk to you soon.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.